Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Baseball back on the coast. Shuckers Pearl River Wildcats getting underway for a 6:35 p.m. first pitch in the team's exhibition game. And it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. And for the first time in Biloxi, we're joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arol. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Team in Biloxi, you're in Biloxi. How exciting is it to finally be in the ballpark you're going to be playing in this year?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, getting here day one, meeting Hunter Reed, everything, all the front office, and of course having the players, a lot of them that I've managed in the past, getting used to the town of Biloxi, being around, I'm loving it so far.
How you enjoying it? Last year you were in Appleton, you've been in Zebulon, North Carolina, you've been in Brevard County in Florida, but you're here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
I'm loving it. This is kind of feels like home to me, being a Florida boy. You know, the temperature, I know it's snowing in Appleton right now, so at least I don't have to wear pants too much to and from the ballpark.
75 degrees and sunny here in Biloxi tonight. Team arrival yesterday. First workout last night. How good was it to get the guys out there?
Oh, it was great. I mean, getting to know Jeff and Lori in the clubhouse, you know, they did a great job. It's always a tough day, the first day, handing out uniforms, getting everything set. But we got our offices set, video room, everything. We're locked in. The field looks great. I know we got a new infield, and looking forward to getting out there and playing tonight.
The end of spring finished up just a couple of days ago, but you guys got in a couple of night games. How was that, being able to have a couple of night games to finish out the spring training slate?
That's great. We started doing that a few years ago, and just getting the guys acclimated to night games. I mean, we play pretty much all spring. We're at 1 o'clock, so to get those last few days at night, kind of get them acclimated, sleeping in, and getting used to a regular schedule.
Does that help you at all, getting that schedule for your side of things ready to go for the season?
I'm good either way. You give me the game time, I'm ready to go, but have a little extra time, maybe hit a first watch or some nice breakfast place. Well, I'll have to get some tips from you for the best breakfast places around here in Biloxi.
This is a roster, too, that you said it. You've managed a lot of these guys, but it's also a lot of guys that have been on this field, in this clubhouse, in a Shuckers uniform. 18 returners, which is an absurd amount of returners. First off, how easy does it make your job to be able to have so many guys that have been here before and been in Double-A before?
Oh, it's great, especially at this level in the Southern League. You know, you only have the eight teams, so you're playing a lot of the same guys. But to have an experienced group like this, it's great for me.
And what's the experience like for those guys to pass on to the younger guys who maybe have not played a lot in Double-A or getting their first taste of Double-A?
I think just getting a feel for the league, letting them know. I mean, we do have a lot of veterans over here, you know, and they, you know, can take a young buck under their wing and get them going.
What's it been like for you getting a feel for the league and getting ready for a league that, again, like you said, you're only seeing seven other teams throughout the year?
I mean, it's typical baseball for me. You know, I think I've mentioned it before, but, you know, back in the day, the Southern League, the pitchers were hitting back when I played. I was in the league 94, 95, a little bit in 97. So I know what the Southern League's like, the heat and all that stuff. But, you know, it's just another grind. Now it's regular baseball. Get after it.
And you talked about it. You've been in this league before. How funny is it to be back in this league now as a manager all these years later?
I love it. I mean, being able to move up a level and to be with these guys, you know, the higher level of competition, I'm real excited about it.
Who impressed you later half of spring coming into the regular season for you guys?
I'd say all of them. I mean, just their work ethic, how they went about their business. Of course, you know, Ethan Murray had a real good season last year, had a good spring. A lot of the guys, Ernesto Martinez. I'm naming the guys, you know, especially like Martinez coming back. I'm really glad that we re-signed him. Looking forward to a big season from him. And, of course, you got your top dogs, Wilkin and Brown, top picks. They both had a good spring as well.
When Ernesto at first, the defensive ability is incredible, but the ability to do the splits, you've seen it firsthand for a number of years, but it is really impressive to see in real life.
It's definitely impressive. I am not going to attempt that. I might be on the shelf for a while, but you know, the fans love it. He gets after it, plays with energy every day. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, you and me both, we're both ending up in the aisle if we decide to do the splits.
Done. Absolutely done if I tried that.
It happened while you guys were out in the field, but Jackson Chirio just hit his first big league home run. He was a guy that you had for a brief stint in Wisconsin, but about 35 games. How fun is it to be able to see not only Jackson, but former guys that you manage up in the big league level doing big things for a Brewers team that is on the younger side of things in baseball?
I love it. I mean, it was right before we went out on the field, so we got to see it live. All the guys in the clubhouse were cheering. It's a great feeling seeing those guys, you know, having their dream come true to be Major League Baseball players, you know, and even the guys through the years that didn't make it to the major leagues. I still keep in touch with a lot of my former players, whether it be a job reference, filling out a form for them, something like that. But all of it, forming a relationship with these players, seeing them have success, you know, at the big league level is awesome.
How big is it, too, for guys to see a guy like Jackson have the success in the big leagues and be in the big leagues where about 6 months ago he was sitting around in this clubhouse playing in a Shuckers uniform?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys in there, they know he's coming in. It's special to watch. I mean, you got to see it live, you know, watch a lot of his games full season last year. But being 20 years old, he's in the big leagues. He's you know, leading off day one, opening day, and I think it was the second youngest brewer, besides under Gary Sheffield, I believe, was the other one. But 20 years old, got a bomb in the big leagues already.
Chad Patrick's getting the start for you tonight. What have you seen through him? A guy new to the organization and new to the Shuckers.
He's another veteran. We got him in a trade, I believe, from Oakland. But been a class act, veteran. On the mound, he's a bulldog. He's going to fill up his own tonight.
And one last chance to get things ready for opening day, right?
Oh, yeah. Just getting them tuned up, ready to go. We had another workout tomorrow and be ready for opening day Friday.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.